If we do this, we'd be going in short-handed.
Yeah, you mean because they killed all our friends?
We owe this to everyone who's not in this room to try.
It's not about how much we lost. It's about how much we have left. We're the Avengers. We gotta finish this.
You trust me?
I do. You could not live with your own failure. Where did that bring you? Back to me.
Holy crap, guys. So we got a special look trailer for tickets going on sale today. I hope you guys, again, got y'all's tickets and standing in line, and even you stand in line on the digital way, because, you know, earlier this morning we put out a video, more so because we haven't put out a video. I mean, what, we haven't put out an episode, but make sure you guys see that. But yes, let's break down the new Avengers Endgame trailer special look. Guys, if you are new to this podcast and if you are a Marvel fan, please consider subscribing. And also, guys, because of the Avengers Endgame that is coming out in the next couple of weeks, we are giving away movie tickets. In order to win those tickets, you have to be a subscriber to our YouTube page. In order to do that, find us Hard and Marvel Podcast on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. Like our latest video and comment on that video telling what you guys' favorite superhero is. So let's kind of break this trailer down as best as we can. What we're going to do, because again, this is a podcast, so we're going to do as best as we can to break this trailer down. But in the beginning, we get the footage, and some of these trailers, I'm going to go on to, like, not necessarily a top 10 list or anything like that, but more so what has stuck out to me. And guys, if you guys saw the trailer and you guys are breaking down and pulling Easter eggs and stuff like that, please leave those comments on the latest video, and I'm going to try to get this content up on the YouTube page. If you guys are more so the faithful listeners to this channel, you already know sometimes how busy I can get on my profession, being that I work in so many different industries in the digital media sector. So that is that. So let's kind of get into the content here. So it kind of first, what I overall first reaction to this trailer is that I know there's all these clips and all these, not some saying frames, but all these new footage is really spread out, and I don't think, I mean, y'all should already know that this stuff is not even close together. This is all spread out, but the focus is the actual Avengers facility. And being that the Lego leak is talking about, and will kind of expose that there will be a battle with Thanos and the Avengers with the Avengers facility. But now, again, here is now some theories, not necessarily spoilers, okay? But again, if I am right, there is a spoiler warning for you, okay? Now, I believe, and a lot of us believe, that we're going to have not necessarily a main fight, but we are going to get some sort of, if it is in the middle, first act, second act, or third act of the film, where Thanos will come to the Avengers facility and destroy it, which I think is most of the clips that we see, that a lot of it is like that Armageddon background. I think that is the Avengers facility. Now, we open up the trailer as you heard with the sound bit, that, you know, Bruce Banner is saying basically, hey, if we go into this, we're going in half, like shorthanded, you know. Again, we don't know, we have no footage of Professor Hulk yet, which I think they are saving that for that aha moment of the film. Everybody's going to applaud in that moment, which also makes me think of a new marketing banner that they released. I don't know where in the world it was released, but it was pretty much a long banner of Avengers Endgame, and we had most of the characters that we see in this trailer, but one that we did not see is Professor Hulk, which I believe is a misdirection, because what they did, the character that they did put in the banner, I'm sorry, is the Hulk Buster. They did put the Hulk Buster in there, which I think was going planned to, you know, put Professor Hulk in there, but I don't think they actually want to put Professor Hulk in the actual marketing as like that. Not the leak that we had a couple months ago, but necessarily the one that we see going into the movie theaters and everything. So we have some footage of, you know, Bruce Banner, Thor kind of laying back. You know, it looks like they are somewhat bringing together in the first act of the film, and they're pretty much arguing, which I think we will see a lot of going back and trying again. One of my theories is, which one of the cool theories is, that we will see the Avengers fail over and over again and go to another time and back up and stuff like that. So we get some footage actually in the Iron Man. I'm not necessarily going in order of the trailer, but we see some new footage of the Iron Man new armor, which it looks like, this is very, very far-fetched here, but I'm gonna go for it. It looks like it's in the same time frame as the very first Avengers. So I really think that is some like New York. Now, there's a couple scenes in these in this special look trailer that we're going to. You can assume that it's from the very first Avengers in New York, but also there are some scenes where a lot of us have been tracing the timeline with Black Widow's hair. So we get some new footage of Black Widow. We got some new footage of Steve Rogers in the bathroom. There's a lot of these scenes that. Again, we can kind of do without, you know, it's not a lot to go away with. So we go into the Marvel Studios logo. We have some other footage that we have seen for the past couple months. We do have a new scene from Nebula and Rocket together on the steps. It probably is from the Guardian ship, because on the next couple of scenes, we do see Pepper and Tony reigniting, hugging. So we already can connect the dots that it is Tony and Nebula that come back, that Steve and all the other Avengers that are out in the front yard to look up. And it kind of looks like, you know, Tony is a little bit pale there. You know, he lost some weight, but I think, again, that is all CG. So we go into the next footage. Again, it's another footage of highlighting the Avengers facility. I mean, all this footage, you can see that it's highlighting the Avengers facility. Then we get that scene of Iron Man in his new armor in the New York. I don't know. It's just the kind of ambiance. It's the coloration of the frame that it looks like it's the same texture that is in the Avengers first movie. So that's just speculation there. Then we get a really cool, awesome image of Hawkeye's new sleeve, which is pretty, pretty dope. And then Black Widow, I don't necessarily think it's connected, smiles. It looks like he smiles. Then we get another scene of course, Thor calling Stormbreaker across Captain Marvel and, you know, doesn't fledge and all that kind of stuff. But we do somewhat see the Avengers kind of together. We never see a shot of the Avengers assemble, but there's this very, very mediocre one where you got Rhodey, Tony, Steve, Nebula, Rocket, Ant-Man, kind of all standing up, but they're all in their casual clothes. Then we get another footage of Tony Stark and Steve Rogers looking at each other. Tony saying, "Do you trust me?" Steve is a little bit hesitant and says, "I do." And they shake hands. Now, this is the thing. If we slow down the frames, the shaking of the hand, of course, the trailer house is putting together makes you think that they're shaking hands. But actually, we don't know any of these hands here. We don't know if the left is Tony, but I know something. The right hand is not Steve Rogers, but it's Ant-Man's. Because if we look and slow down the frame, we can see the torso right there where the six-pack is. We see Ant-Man's uniform. That's not Steve Rogers' uniform. That's not Captain America's uniform there. So it goes into April 26th. But this is the thing. With the Guardian ship, they're not leaving. There's a frame of them leaving a planet. That's not Earth. We don't know what planet it is. It is purple. We can assume it is where the Soul Stone is, but we do not know. Okay, so it goes in, they jump into hyperspeed. We do see everybody in the cockpit here. We do see Steven Rogers, Rocket, Captain Marvel, Black Widow, Rhodey, Thor, all them. It's funny that we don't see Tony here, but then Tony goes into another frame where Tony's kind of looking back at Peter Parker's photo and kind of, you know, all sad, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, but the shot of Tony looks exactly the same one that is from Avengers, the very first movie. Again, a lot of misdirection in this trailer, a lot of footage thrown around. Then we get the ship of Thanos, which looks like the same in front of the same planet that the Avengers just left. So it could be some kind of chasing around and timelines, and I am not sure, being that, yes, Thanos still has the gauntlet, and he could use the Time Stone where the Avengers are using the Quantum Realm. We don't know. So we have Rhodey and Nebula, a shot of that Thor, which looks like in the background is in, well, where was Thanos in the at the end of Infinity War. The footage Thor looks like, I'm just, again, a whole bunch of speculations in this episode, it looks like Thor is in where Thanos is on Titan 2. That looks, kind of looks like it. And then Rocket looks scared as hell, which he looks like he's on Thanos' ship. And then we get to another shot, again, that kind of post-apocalyptic, everything's destroyed background, with Captain America looking at his shield. Could be the new shield, we don't know, but in his new scale armor, which we actually see the scale armor back when he was supposedly shaking hands with Iron Man. And we get another shot of, which a cool voiceover of Thanos in his armor, which we can see that we're going to see some fighting here with his armor, because he needs his armor now because he is damaged by using the gauntlet. And we get this finally cool scene of Iron Man again going back round two with his new armor. He looks totally dope with the Avengers facility assumption that is destroyed in the background. He's walking up to Thanos with Captain America on his left and supposedly Thor on Captain America's left. We don't know if this is the official assembly of the Avengers, but we know it's three of them walking up to Thanos. It looks like he doesn't expect it, or it could be damaged. His helmet is off, and it goes straight into the Avengers Endgame title. So, guys, that's pretty much a breakdown there for it. Guys, if I missed anything, again, this is just kind of like a breakdown episode. We don't really know what to expect with this. We know we got to see a whole bunch of new stuff, which is cool. Yes, it's really cool to see new stuff, but we don't even know if this is going to even be aired or if it will even be played like this. We already know with past episodes that I've already covered where one of these theories of mine where none of the stuff that we see in these trailers in the past couple months will never be seen on the silver screen when we see it in the next couple weeks. But again, that is just a theory. But guys, let me know what you think. Let me know of your requests and as well as your Easter eggs and if you found anything. So let me know in the comments below in the YouTube videos or anywhere on our social media. Find us, DM us, all that kind of good stuff. But thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. Again, because we just put out an episode this morning, but we didn't know about this footage going to be going down. But guys, if you are a Marvel fan, please consider subscribing to the podcast and as well as YouTube, because when you subscribe to our YouTube, you enter the win Avengers movie tickets and all like good stuff, and you join the community of hardened Marvel fans. So thank you guys so much for all that good stuff that you've been tossing my way. We hear you, we appreciate you guys. Stay awesome and stay blessed, true believers. Peace.